Good morning, Nita, and thank you for the opportunity to comment. Of course, I make no comment on the academic credentials of Professor Rutland and Professor Gross. Professor Rutland is a very highly regarded academic within the Australian Jewish community and has been for many years, as is her work. But what I would like to do is offer another perspective. As the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, which represents the Jewish community in New South Wales, we do a lot of work in the public school sector. We run a program which we call a Schools Harmony Program. It's called Respect, Understanding, Acceptance. And every year we bring together about 1,000 high school students, all colors, shapes and sizes, Jewish kids, Muslim kids, Anglicans, Catholics, Greeks, Pacific Islanders, etc. And we bring them together for a program where the rationale is respecting each other, accepting each other, and with a strong anti-racism component. And this program has been running for over a decade. We have brought together over 10,000 students, and it's a very positive program, run with public schools, with private schools, etc., and always with Jewish kids as part of the mix. As at the Board of Deputies, it comes to us to deal with anti-Semitic incidents in the playground at schools. And yes, there are incidents, and one incident is one incident too many. However, there are so many public schools where there are Pesach Seders, where the Hanukkah is celebrated, where all the kids are invited to take part in these festivals, as in the festivals of the other faiths, Diwali, etc., that I have difficulty in presenting a negative picture of the situation in public schools. In other words, the experience that we have had is overwhelmingly a positive one. A positive one, where, as I say, we have brought together 10,000 kids in our school's harmony program in the last decade, where we work together with schools to celebrate the Chagim and other faiths and other traditions as well. So, as I say, I make no comment on the absolute credentials of the findings that you have just interviewed, Professor Gross and Professor Rutland, but what I'm doing is saying that there is another perspective as well, an experience which we have. While, yes, we do deal with anti-Semitic incidents in the schools, we have a lot of very positive experiences in dealing with the public schools as well. And it is important, I believe, to provide this perspective as well and to provide this balance that there is a lot of positive stuff happening in our public school system as well.
We are talking to Vic Aladev, the CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, and you are listening to SBS Radio Shalom Australia, broadcasting in Hebrew and in English. Vic, what would you answer to parents that are concerned about the report?
My response would be, if you are aware of any incident of anti-Semitism at all in a public school where your child is, Please contact me at the Jewish Board of Deputies immediately, and we will discuss it and we will discuss how to deal with it. If you are not aware of any incidents of anti-Semitism, then focus on the positive and focus on the fact that there is a huge amount of very positive stuff happening in our public school system, and do not be put off and do not be alarmed by this other report which you are hearing as well. As I say, if you are aware of incidents, let me know and we will discuss it and we'll discuss how best to deal with it. But if you're not aware, then carry on business as usual and focus on the positive, which there is there.
We are talking to Vic Aladev, the CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. Vic, on a different topic, although it is connected to anti-Semitism, I wanted to ask you about the UN International Holocaust Remembrance Day. What is planned for Sydney?
International Holocaust Remembrance Day obviously falls on January 27th. So this year in Sydney, on Sunday, January 29th, because that is a Sunday, at 11 o'clock in the morning, there will be a ceremony to mark International Holocaust Remembrance Day and Auschwitz Liberation Day. January 27th was the day that Auschwitz was liberated. So that will be held in Sydney on Sunday, January 29th, on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. Separate to that, every year the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies holds major ceremonies to mark Yom HaShoah, and that will happen again this year on April 23 in the eastern suburbs, April 24 on the North Shore. And that is a major event where typically about 1,200, 1,300 members of the community will turn out, and that will happen again, as I say, in April to mark Yom HaShoah, as has been happening for the last five, six decades.
Vikala Dev, the CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, thank you very much.